What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi.
Hi.
Listening to the half hour, happy hour, ladies night. I'm Maud Garrett.
I'm Allison Hayslip. For the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to sip some booze and spit some news. And we're going to spit it all with Tom dancing over there, helping hands, Krayeski.
You kind of introduced it in a very sing-songy way.
I know, I did. And you did a little shoulder shake.
That's the only dancing you've ever seen me do.
Maud started the episode like hunching her shoulders and looking like she was in pain and then blurted out the beginning
of
this episode.
She is in pain.
What happened over there?
She said your muscles are...
It's a podcast, all right? It only matters what it sounds like.
Okay. It's so true.
Yeah.
Anytime I get invited to be a guest on a podcast and I find out it's not just audio, I'm like...
Why?
I have to put on makeup for this.
You poor women.
That is a lot of the reason why I won't do consistent content. That's why I'm not vlogging all the time. That's why I'm not like doing lots of video things. I'm sick of putting any makeup on.
I totally agree.
And for all the guys that are like, but you look so great with that makeup. The times that you've seen me without makeup, I'm wearing makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just natural looking
makeup.
There's
a big difference.
A little bit of concealer, a little bit of mascara.
What's happening, Tom?
I've had to do like plays and commercials and stuff as a kid.
Yeah, we know. You're a big star. We get it.
Great like, guy. JF Kennedy.
Remember my Fruit Roll-Ups commercial? No, yes. But like they put makeup on. I'm like, how do women do this every day? For me, it's just light makeup as a dude. Mm-hmm. But like just gets in the pores, keeps you guys warm and hot.
Yes.
That makes me sweat more.
Yes. Well, okay. That's very heavy makeup then. It doesn't all have to be like that.
Maybe I'm just also a sweaty pig, but like I don't know how you guys.
No, it cakes on.
Like in the summertime, it's really hot and you're putting that.
Yeah.
And then the more that you do perspire, it will sheen, so you have to put more powder on that to stop it. So if you're doing a full day shoot, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
You're walking away
gross.
With like caked on makeup.
Yeah.
But it looks good though. You guys look
great. It looks good on camera.
Looks good.
And then you look in the mirror and you're like, oh Jesus.
Once when I was in high school I had like a really bad like acne, so I used some of my sister's makeup to put it on to go and people at school are like, are you wearing makeup?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yes, I am. I'm embracing this.
In high school, I had the kind of skin where I would have one pimple about to come up, one fully fledged, and another one healing. So there'd be three at all times, and they would rotate with a different spot on my face. But it wasn't just a delicate little old thing. I am talking Zitmeister 3000. Where like,
and they hurt.
Yeah, but there'd always be three.
When did you stop getting acne? I can't remember. Maybe it was probably 18, 19.
I haven't. I mean, I don't get it frequently, but I will still, every once in a blue moon, get like a honker of a zit somewhere where I'm like, Jesus,
Oh, that's
mother.
Right. You spoke about it that time, and I had zero sympathy for you because you only get one every 9 months.
Oh, yeah. But the last one I got, I had to go to a dermatologist and get a shot of cortisone in it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was that big, and... It was right before 4th of July, and I knew when I was coming back from 4th of July, I was shooting like the next day. So I was like, I think 4th of July this year was on a Thursday or something. Yeah. I was like, if I don't go in on Wednesday, because I was like, no office is going to be open on the Friday after and then through the weekend, and then I shoot Monday. I was like, so I either get this thing shot with cortisone now so it clears up instead of like, or just take the chance that it'll go away in 4 days. I was like, nope. Going to the derm, getting it shot. I literally had a zit injected with cortisone.
Yeah. Ugh. You know they have like those editing programs for, especially for you guys. Like my friend works on a live show, he does editing for it, like one of those, voting shows for talent.
Okay.
And like whenever somebody has like a bad acne day, like some of the hosts, or like a bad hair day, they easily just fix that in post with like just simple programs. If you have like a bad zit, they're
I'm
probably
not
working.
No, they're not. Not on the shows I'm working on.
Yes, they will. I'm sure they will.
No, Tom. You're talking about someone who works on like a major network show.
Don't you work on major network
shows? Not right now.
Okay.
What show am I working on right now, Tom?
BattleBots?
That's not on anymore.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, it is
on.
No,
I know you don't do it anymore, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, I think it's... Okay, anyways, your story. You got injected with cortisone.
Yeah, Sanctum.
Is that a good sign to get acne at, like, you know, after your teens? Because it seems it, like it's
no,
more just like
it happens all the time.
You get
well, when you're going through puberty, you'll actually produce more oil on your face, which will cause particular types of acne.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of kids are a little shiny.
And I think when you're an adult, it's much more stress induced.
Pollution is a big factor in it as well.
Yeah.
If you sit in sort of like only air conditioning, which will dry out your skin, the pollution outside is no good.
Tom, we're teaching you all these things.
I'm just looking at Alice's, the way she's sitting. Like, so, I can't cross my legs.
Oh,
like
I know.
Her.
I'm very proper. Like, and
yes,
I'm like,
proper.
Yes.
Yes,
I agree. I agree with all of this.
But I used to have oily skin, and now I have combo and a lot of times dry.
Yeah.
My chin used to be my oily spot. It was shedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so dry in winter now.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling.
So what is this? I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, am I not the most beautiful of them all? And the mirror's like, kill yourself.
I would have punched
extreme.
That's extreme. I would have punched that mirror right in its face.
Tiny little voice. It's like, don't say it. But then Aristotle laughs so hard. I'm like, that's why I said it.
I knew we talked about therapy last episode, but I just want to bring this up because just recently I had to explain to my therapist who Lizzo was, because my therapist is like a sweet 75-year-old woman. She doesn't know.
Good.
But I was explaining to her that Lizzo is this wonderful pop star who just sings about self-care and like treating yourself right and using like coconut oil. I was like, she literally like preaches all the things, like mental health and skin health. Like, she's the best.
But refuses to be a body positivity spokeswoman.
But really?
Really?
Yep. Yeah, there's a whole thing going down about that at the moment where Salt and Pepper was like, I'm sorry, Lizzo, but you are a spokesperson whether you want to be or not. Like, I'm sorry. You are really positive. You are influential. You need to kind of step up and own this a little bit more. But Lizzo's just like, as soon as I start being a representative of body positivity, it means that I'm trying
to say, like, that this is wrong in a way. That,
exactly. But, that it's something that I need to explain. She's like, I feel great. I look great. I know I'm great. I will wear whatever I want. Right. I don't need to then be a spokesperson for just living me.
I don't disagree with her at all. Mm. I don't disagree
with
her at all.
This is like the whole, you know, female gamers, female scientists.
Right.
It's like, can we just drop the female part?
Right.
But I feel like as well, the flip side of that is, until the numbers are equal, until we don't need to have these discussions
equal exception.
I had
acceptance.
Acceptance.
That's what I want.
I had no idea who she was until I watched Hustlers last weekend.
She's that. Oh my God. Hustlers
is really
easily
good
one of the best
movie.
Movies of 2019.
They're sending me a DVD.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
then
good.
You should watch it.
Okay.
J-Lo is stunning.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, stunning.
And it's a good movie. It's like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it has a,
based
well,
on
we
true
talked
story?
About this.
Yeah, that's right.
We already talked about this on the show.
Yeah,
because I went and saw it.
But Lizzo, I didn't know.
But the plot is far more complicated than I thought it was going to be. Now, complicated is the wrong word because that makes it sound bad. It's more in-depth, I guess.
Yeah.
It goes deeper.
Yeah.
Than spinning on a pole.
Spinning on a pole.
It actually has almost nothing to do with spinning on a pole.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was an Australian term. Spinning on a pole. Oh, right. There's strippers.
Pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
Pole
like, that wasn't the first thing you thought of.
That's right.
You know?
I don't think of women like that.
Well, it's so funny. I think I told you the story about Jumbo's Clown Room. I used to live near there, and it used to almost be my local.
Yes.
And I would go there with Alicia, my roommate at the time. And we, because she actually took pole dancing classes and, like, did that for a couple of years, and she was like, the strength that you need in your arms and your core. So we would watch them perform, and even though they're being sexy and everyone's throwing dollar bills out, we would literally be throwing deals because, like, that was really hard to do.
Yeah.
And you made it look effortless. And so we're just like dropping all these dollars from like appreciation for doing art.
Did you see this video that went viral recently of a stripper in a full-on strip club, but she's in one of the blow-up T-Rex costumes?
No.
And she is crushing it on the pole, but dressed as T-Rex. And it's unreal. And like, people are commenting, like, why aren't people just throwing all their money at her right now? It's one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, to do what they do on a pole, and a lot of these times, like, they are literally horizontal halfway up the pole, like, circling or like pretending to like step through the air.
That's shit that freerunners do.
Impossible. It's
like,
so
you see freerunners do it, and you're like, they're such athletes. And you see strippers do it, you're like, fuck yeah, sexy. You know, you're not like,
maybe I'll give them $4.
Yeah.
It's like, you could not do that in your lifetime.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if I were to go to a strip club and I'd see the girls up there now at my age, I'd be like, okay, seeing them do that, I'm like, I'm just thinking about how they're going to have bad backs in 10 years, not about how sexy it is. I'm like, oh, these girls, oh,
well,
they're
going to
have arthritis.
Well, their core is so strong.
Yeah, but still.
That actually, their posture is probably the best it's ever going to be.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just know from, like, exercising so much, you just, like, hurt your joints and your...
Well, I'm feeling wrong. It. I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, I know. You're saying you're not...
my what so is easy. That? The hamstring?
Hamstring.
Oh. What'd you do?
I'm doing HIIT training.
Oh, nice.
So I think that was actually the deadlift that got me.
Yeah. Oh,
I love deadlifts. And
you might honestly just need to do, like, I mean, saying you need to stretch more is kind of obvious, but actually doing stuff like, what is it, yin yoga?
Oh, yin which yoga. Actually goes through the body to release all of the
yin yoga. Yin yoga isn't about strength, it's about stretch. And so you actually hold positions for like 5 minutes to like really give your muscles a good stretch. And you're not like holding downward dog, you're holding stuff that's like, I don't want to say it's easy to hold, but you're not like using muscle strength.
Do you know where I learned about lactic acid?
Ooh, where?
Magic School Bus.
Oh, nice.
They went in the body when they were exercising, and it was like their lactic acid is happening, which means they're quite stressed. And I was like, that's fucked. This is gross. Why are we inside a body right now?
This is not what I want to do right now.
The toxins coming out of the bus.
Remember the ride Body Wars? Did you ever?
I never went on that.
Oh,
I
really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a Disney ride, right?
It is, but I think it might have only been at Epcot, actually.
World.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was here out here in Disneyland.
Is Epcot the sister of the Apricot?
No. You've never been to Epcot Center?
What is that?
Oh, so you've never been to Disney World in Florida?
No.
Okay, so Disney World has multiple parks. So you know here in Disneyland, there's
two.
Yes, there's Disneyland and there's California Adventure.
This is big for me.
Yes. So Disney World has multiple parks. What is known as Disneyland here is known as the Magic Kingdom in Florida. Yes. Epcot has the giant golf ball. That's Epcot Center. It's more science-based, and it has like all the countries that you can walk through and like learn about different
cultures. Is Australia there?
Yeah, actually,
what?
I think it is.
Is it a didgeridoo? Or a didgeridon't?
I mean, I would imagine it is there. They also have the Animal Kingdom, which is like a safari-type park, which is amazing.
Do they have animals in there?
Yes,
I think they're a little bit sick of zoos.
Actually, I don't know if they have animals.
Okay, I just watched.
I think they have
on
a bird, like an aviary place, but that might be it.
I just watched on Apple TV Plus. They have the series about the Imagineering of Disney.
Yeah,
and they're interviewing Jane Goodall, who's talking about how they do have real animals at Magic
Jane Goodall's ape woman.
Huh?
Yes. Jane Goodall,
ape woman. Yes. Gorillas in the Mist movie was based on her.
Right.
Sigourney Weaver. Love our Sigweaves. But yeah, they do have animals there. They have everything there. Like they're gonna have the Avatar world.
But I mean, they don't have it like a zoo.
Does anyone care about Avatar anymore, though?
I don't.
No,
I know.
That ship sailed. I was like, I watched that movie when I was four.
Yeah, I know. Like,
when you were four.
I actually remember going to see that movie, and I was so hungover. And it was, I think it was like right before having assigned seats in movie theaters was super common, and I saw it back at home. So it was like, I got there a little late, and the last seat was like in the second row.
Oh,
and so I was super close, and I was in 3D, so I had like the fucking huge-ass glasses on, and I was like, I want to die.
Oh, that was the worst.
I know.
You weren't sure.
I know. And now here we are like 20 years later or whatever. Anyway,
it was like 10 years ago.
It was like 10 years ago.
It literally was 10 years ago. It was 2009.
Yeah. Oh
I remember because I was on a break with my boyfriend.
I want to explain Body Wars. Here we go. Body Wars. So it was in Epcot Center. It was in the science-y part of Epcot Center.
Yeah.
And you remember Star Tours, the original Star Tours? Or did you never go on Star Tours either?
are talking to the wrong person about Disney.
But Star Tours is about Star Wars. You're the Star Wars person.
I've been to Disney once. That was one too many.
Oh, wow.
I keep forgetting you're not a Disney person. Yeah.
Guys, theme parks. I can't do theme parks. You know what? I'm too tall for theme parks. Don't make me wait in line for 40 minutes. My back will fail.
Okay. So anyway,
too scared for the rides?
Body Wars is one of these types of rides.
I got a fucking phobia when I went to Universal City.
Oh, you did.
I am so scarred. If I'm going to do a theme park, I'm going to be at the bar and I'll watch everyone's bag.
Great.
I'd go to a theme park with you and do that.
There you
Great.
Go. So Body Wars is one of those rides where multiple people get on. It's almost like you're sitting in a giant van.
Sardine can.
No, like a van. Like
I'm going to keep guessing, though, throughout it, and
sure,
it's all going to be wrong.
Sure.
And Body Wars means that they're throwing your neck around.
No. Let me finish explaining.
No.
So I'm just saying there's like five people sitting across in a row, and there's like five rows. So there's like 25 people sitting. It's almost like you're in a mini theater.
Yeah.
But the theater all moves.
That
right?
happens at Universal City?
Okay. Yes. Yep. The Back to the Future ride was very similar.
And now it's the Simpsons ride.
The Simpsons ride. Correct. Yes. So very similar to that.
Got it.
But Bonnie Wars was about you helping out a scientist, and your little vehicle that you're in gets minimized into like nanotechnology or whatever, and
Magic
it gets zapped into someone's body so they can find the
infection
that's killing this person. So
riveting stuff,
right? But so you travel through someone's body, but it means you're traveling like in blood, and so the ride is moving like with the pulse of the heart.
Oh, wow.
You get so nauseous.
Yeah,
on
you're
this
in
damn
blood.
Ride.
Like, yeah, I don't even want to be in. The only time we're going inside a body has been acceptable ever. Was in the Boo saga of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa!
This is after the fight tournament, and Boo, I believe someone has to go inside. I think Vegeta was in Goku.
I literally have no words. I have no idea what these words are coming out of your mouth.
Inside Boo's body? I think they were inside, but Boo ate
Aristotle, do you have any idea what she's talking about?
Just a little bit. Well, they two were little inside. I think they were in Boo's body, whatever it was, but they were like fighting in the blood, and there were like an infection in there, and they were fighting that in the body. That is the only acceptable form. Magic School Bus just, but I saw lactic acid, and now when I work out, I'm like, cool, I've got literally a milkshake burning through my muscles.
Ew, what did it look like in the cartoon?
Milky.
Really?
A milky extract.
What is this? Inside Boo is the name of the episode? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Sick, man. My nerd cred's just like throbbing.
Yeah, that was intense, Maud.
Thanks. I only need to watch that one once as well.
That was intense, Maud. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick little break and we will come back. Okay. We're back. I'm going to read an email.
It's email time.
Do you remember? So, Aristotle, you got to pay attention to this one, too. Do you remember a few weeks ago when someone wrote in to be like, hey, BT Dubs, the logo to your podcast is way huge. It's a way huge file size.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah. So we have a follow-up to that. This is from Bill. He says, hey, guys.
Hi, Phil.
Bill.
Bill.
And also, he doesn't do the thing, so it's okay.
So he doesn't deserve it.
God damn it, Bill.
I've listened to the show for several years. That's amazing that we've had this show for several years.
Yeah.
And continue to enjoy it. You had a letter about your logo file size being too large last week, and I finally decided to mention in the Google Podcast app, it still shows up as old Allison in an Alex picture.
No way.
And Aristotle is currently shaking his head like he knew this and yet chose to do nothing about it. He's shaking his head. Have you tried? He's tried a little. We're going to say maybe a little harder.
We should probably actually, now that it's been a year, have the photos that we took for the photo shoot maybe build an actual logo
for the show. Yeah, maybe we'll get in on that. Who knows? He says, I tried unsubscribing and resubscribing, but no luck. More work for Aristotle. He included his phone screenshot just so we could see. So you can thank Bill, because now you have a little bit extra of a job. anyway, I love the show. I'm looking forward to Drunksmas 2019. Oh, my God. It's going to start. Let's see. When this episode comes out, it starts this week.
Oh,
December 21st, right? Is that our first episode? December 21st? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
What?
The first episode of Drunksmas.
It drops December 21st.
Oh, because it goes after New Year's, too.
The last day of Drunksmas lands on the 1st. Yeah, so it's like, Happy New Year, here's Maud's the last learning. Day of Drunksmas.
Oi, got it. So we're all going through this
Are
together.
You prepped, Maud? Are you prepped? I mean, by the time Somewhat. This episode airs, we have already recorded Drunksmas.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the time we
Can
are
I
recording
leave a message
this episode,
to her?
We have not recorded it.
Can so you, yeah. this is technically present Maud wanting to address future Maud for currently future Maud's behavior, but it will be past Maud at that time.
Got
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Hey, Maud. Hi. my guess is, girl, that you probably said about 6 things that you wish you hadn't.
Mm.
You should have slowed down on those mimosas. But I thought they were a good idea, but that juicy juice was got you loose.
It's really funny that you said that.
And wasn't the interview for the 4th show unreal?
Sure. Yes.
Who's on that? Pressure.
Don't say anything. There are surprises.
Okay.
But yeah, that's interesting. It's really funny that you brought up the mimosas thing. I'll just tell you this now because I was going to surprise you guys, but I got us like a nice bottle of champagne and some orange juice to start with mimosas.
Oh,
so it's weird that you just said that.
That's going to be, I thought,
through the whole thing?
I spent a long time thinking about this, guys. Oh. I'm like, what drink can I have that's going to last 8 hours that isn't going to have too much sugar that I can consistently drink. That I'm not. I can't have beer because I will burp throughout the whole show.
Yeah, I'll also just gain 15 pounds like while you're watching me.
I was gonna I was gonna do White Claw, but they're actually not fun to drink.
Are they not?
I enjoy White Claws.
They're
actually
just not.
I have picked up some White Claws for Drunksmith.
Okay,
so, I haven't tried those. I'd be my first.
Oh, you haven't?
Okay. What was I on? I was on wine. I'm to get wines.
Yes.
Got it.
But so, just so you know, for episode one, we will have some nice mimosas.
Thank
Aristotle,
you, Allison.
You better have one with us. I'll get pulp-free orange juice so it's vegan.
Wait, the pulp is still from the
I know.
Orange.
I was kidding. Do you,
it just
you
feels
guys
meaty. Pro-pulp or anti-pulp?
I am kind of fine either way.
Of what?
Pulp.
Oh,
orange juice.
Pulp. Yeah, fine either way, too. I like it.
Yeah. Like, I'm about
you can chew on while you're drinking.
I like the pulp.
You like the pulp. How about you, Aristotle? Are you pulp
Otherwise,
or no
it's
pulp?
Like a translucent
you're
orange
pulp?
Juice.
All right.
You all don't care.
Pro pulp.
Find up some pulp.
He's on the fence. He's not neither issuing us to die or to live.
He is lawful neutral.
Aristotle's lawful neutral.
Totally
is that this show or last show?
That was last show.
Got it.
We referenced last
show. Tom's true neutral, if ever I've seen a true neutral.
So.
Yeah.
Sure.
I might be lawful neutral as well, actually.
I think I'm a little... I guess I'm neutral because like sometimes I can be a little chaotic.
I can too. That's
but then other
like,
times I'm like,
no, gotta follow the rules.
By the book.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm either by the book or I throw the book.
Yeah.
But there's a book.
Like I'm only willing to break the rules if I know no one will get hurt.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I definitely take people's feelings into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm a strong empath in that regard. My knees are cold.
You have your knees.
Well, your knees are not covered. So.
Well,
she's
they are by
knee-less
hair.
Jeans right now.
I'm not good at shaving knees. There's too many like corners.
Should we get into a story over there, Tom? Do you want to read us a story?
First off, just since this should have said this last episode, but Allison picked me up. We stopped to get gas.
We did.
You don't know. So there's a guy in front of us at his pump.
Okay.
And you didn't see who that was, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. Oh, my God. Who was it? Was someone who was the guy pumping gas in front of us?
It was D-Day from Animal House. His name, Bruce McGill.
Oh, my goodness.
He's also
D-Day from Animal House? That's an actual sentence?
D-Day. Yes. He's the guy that is the motorcycle rider.
Wow.
What's Animal House?
Oh.
Are you serious?
No, I get it. It's a little,
yes,
she's
before
she's too
time.
Young and not American.
And
I've
not
also
like
not
dumb
seen
frat
my friend
boy.
Vinny.
You mean my cousin Vinny?
Yep.
So that
clearly,
right?
Okay. So then, just based on like what I said, say that D-Day is a character from Animal House.
Yeah.
What do you think the movie is about?
Yes.
Doomsday and Animal Farm.
Not even close.
That's what I'm getting.
So Animal House is about a frat house at a college.
Oh no, I was seeing walking pigs.
Yeah. No.
You were seeing what?
Walking pigs.
Walking pigs.
You know, Animal Farm?
Yes, that's George Orwell, Animal Farm.
Yeah. But, George Orwell House. Always writes existential, crippling, tyrannical.
Animal House kind of came out. What were the other movies like Animal House? Like
Back there was a Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Like all those like kind of like
they're very
Chevy
like,
Chase like raunchy comedies.
So
very
not,
wrong.
Yeah, that is not
very
my.
Wrong.
A very bad thing happens to like a underage girl in Animal House.
I know.
So
it's like
to be funny at the time.
Like clearly nothing was like PC.
No.
What happened to her?
I don't know. You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
She got assaulted?
Do you know who John Belushi is?
A minor got assaulted, and I'm supposed to watch and enjoy this movie?
We did not tell you to watch it and enjoy it. It was just
it's cinematic.
What is wrong
classic.
With America?
We're messed up.
So much stuff. Gun control, for one. So. I mean, if we're going to get started here, we have a list, and we can maybe get through it. Healthcare. Homelessness. Did you see the video that came out recently where they asked a bunch of, they were in London and they asked a bunch of Londoners how much they think it costs to get an ambulance in the United States or to get an inhaler.
Ask me and I'll tell you what it is. Let's do
this. Well, I don't have the correct answers.
Yeah.
But the point is that everyone guessed significantly lower than what it actually is.
$50, 75 tops.
Right.
$2,000.
Yeah.
That one I actually remember.
Yeah.
Having a baby, how much do you think that costs?
No more than $2,000.
$10,000. Yeah. to just give birth to a child.
And that's
a natural.
That's in a private hospital, $2,000.
I have no idea.
I'm not sure. It just still is.
Public hospital, free.
Oh, is you're there? Saying in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, there's public and private hospitals.
Got it.
So you can choose to pay for that. Do you really get better care in those?
The giants. Oh, absolutely. Ooh. So when I spliced my leg open, I had to wait quite a long time, and then I also the surgeons had to stop what they were doing so they could deliver a baby, and then obviously when I came back, I was like, "You were gone for a long time. She's having a baby. You need to harden up." Wow.
Have a Foster's. Wow. Harden up now.
Public hospital. Sorry, that just reminded me of something great that I read on Instagram the other day. This guy and girl who are friends, how like when you're going through something, people are like, you got to man up or whatever. Yeah, and the girl had pointed out that that's not a proper thing to say anymore because women can be just as tough. So the guy in this friendship has decided to say in those moments that you need to fortify. And she's like, it has changed everything when you're like going through a tough time. It's like time to fortify. And you're like, yeah, fortify. That's what I want to do.
It was Betty White that said, sick of the phrase grow some balls. She goes, balls are the most fragile body part ever.
Yes.
If you kick a ball, you are in immense pain. Right. Like, balls are so sensitive. I want to say, grow a
pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they can take a beating.
A pounding is what
she's saying. They can take a pounding and it still feels good.
Yeah.
That's funny. I was trying to find that for you, actually.
All right, sorry.
I'm so glad you said that.
What was the, I don't even remember the.
Animal house.
Oh, yeah. Why did you bring up the guy who was that we got.
Oh, because he was in front of us. Oh, he's one of the main characters in Animal House, D-Day. He's also
But this has nothing to do with a story you were going to bring up?
No, I just thought it was cool that you didn't recognize me. Sorry. Animal House was something I watched all the time in college.
You started telling the story as you were looking at your phone, so I thought it had something to do with the...
Okay. I'm sorry to mislead you.
Sorry, bring us a story.
Really quickly, while we go on to that, to finish the harden up thing. Mm-hmm. In Australia, we call it having a cup. You need a cup of cement. Or we just say, if someone's being a little bitch about something, it's like, cup of cement, mate.
Cup of cement.
Yep.
Harden up. Is that
drink a cup of cement so you can harden the fuck up.
I'm going to go with fortify.
Fortify.
Well, we've established that Australia doesn't have any delicate way to say anything.
I feel like we might be saying fortify a lot to each other during drunksmiths.
Fortify. Yeah.
You need to fortify.
Pull together.
We're
fortify.
Only on episode 8.
Fortify.
Fortify. Fortified for your enjoyment.
All right. What's the time? Yeah. It's between 4 to 5.
Oh my mod.
Oh my mod.
You're gonna have to fortify to get those.
Mod, damn it.
Yeah, damn it. And mod,
we
trust.
Give us our story.
Okay, I'm trying to.
Give us our damn story.
Here we go. Fast food chain Chipotle.
Okay.
You guys like your Chipotle, right?
I do like my Chipotle.
I certainly do. I love my bowls.
I have bought you both Chipotle.
That's right.
Is that right?
Have.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it.
Yeah, I know.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. Fast food chain Chipotle. Apparently.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It took me a second.
Would you like to go?
I would just say that it is about sick days. Continue.
Yes. They take calling out sick very seriously.
Okay.
So much so that they have on-call nurses to check whether employees are genuinely unwell or just hungover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. CEO.
But it's not because of what you think. You'd think that a lot of people are calling in actually hungover and it's costing the company money. It's not that case. It's the case of someone actually went to work when they were sick and they infected the food. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So it is like, let's make sure you are actually...
It's a bit of
let's definitely keep you home.
Is that what that is about? I guess it makes sick.
It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
For Chipotle to do.
Yeah.
But also, stop having your sick days because you will be found out. And because of the fact that the person that went to work, who should have stayed home sick, they are now paying for sick days. So if you are too sick to work, you will get paid because it is out of fault for you because someone went to work when they were sick. Because
it's a safety precaution
and it infected
now.
The food.
Yeah.
But because of that, a lot of people are like, I'm too sick to work and it's just a hangover. You're not going to get paid because it's actually illegal to take a paid sick day if you are not sick.
If you're not sick.
In America.
Interesting.
So that's why the nurse is there.
I think you're right. Yeah, this is what they said about that.
Yeah.
We have nurses on call so that if you say, hey, I've been sick, you get the call into the nurse. The nurse validates that it's not a hangover. You're really sick. And then we pay for the day off to get healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it. I thought it originally when I first...
Because a lot of the time it's like, if you're too sick to go to work, but you need money, and you're like, I have to go into work.
Yeah.
I have felt pressured to go into work when I'm sick more than once.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to rally.
Like,
you have to fortify.
But you have to fortify.
But you and I live that freelance life where it isn't that if
you don't work, you don't get paid.
But also, if we don't go into work, they can't just call in someone else.
Yes.
Like, it's not like they can call up another Chipotle employee to come in and do the Chipotle job.
Yeah.
You can't just, we're irreplaceable. That is really what it boils down to.
You guys are definitely irreplaceable. Yeah. This is true.
Although I think Maude and I can be interchangeable sometimes. Maude and I have been friends for so long that we have definitely like passed jobs on to each other to be like, I can't do this, but you know what? My friend Maude can.
Yep.
Yep.
I feel like you guys had some kind of audition earlier this week that you had the same thing.
We did. We constantly audition for the same stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you in there together?
There's a pool.
We were in there together with none other than friend Jessica Chobot as well. All three of us.
There's
were there at the same time.
A rotating pool of about 10.
Yes. Where we all like, see each other at the same time.
All right. I thought it might have been a unique thing, but I guess you
Not in this like geeky host world.
Yeah.
There's a small pool.
We did
of
see
us.
A new face though.
We did. I literally was like, who is this girl?
Wow.
She's so young.
She had gorgeous red hair.
I hate her.
But I was like, I've never seen you before. Where have you come from?
One of us. Yeah.
Let's get her on the show. I know who she is. I don't know.
Maybe. We'll just go stalk her.
I went to say hi, but I was, you know. You can't fluff around there. You're into try and then you're out.
Can we get into one more story, Tom?
Yeah, we'll do a little quick one. This is kind of cute, I guess, because a boy in Michigan showed up at the courthouse in Grand Rapids on Thursday. Hold on a second as my phone loads.
Guys, I don't know this one.
And my phone totally went to a different article about Nancy Pelosi for some reason.
Oh, I can talk about that one. I know that one.
No, hold on.
Don't use the word hate around Nancy
Pelosi. When you say on Thursday, it's going to be many Thursdays ago by the time this airs. Yes.
Exactly. He showed up in a courthouse for an adoption hearing with his foster parents.
Oh, I heard about this.
And
the whole class was the there with
his whole kindergarten class showed up, right? But read about it. I only saw the headline and I didn't get the chance to click on it.
5-year-old Michael's entire kindergarten class sat in the audience behind him waving big red hearts mounted on wooden sticks to show their support. Michael's adopted father told CNN his favorite part was when the judge asked everyone present in the room to explain what Michael meant to them. You guys are already starting well. He fortifies me.
Aww.
The kindergartners offered the most touching answers, standing up and telling the court, "I love Michael," or "Michael's my best friend."
Aww. We're so nice when we're young.
I know. Wait, aren't we sometimes? Oh, wait, then they get that age where you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's when you're taught that being different is wrong.
Yes, exactly.
And it's unacceptable, and anyone who is different has to feel shame because of it, because you just can't accept it or acknowledge it or include it. When is it that kids turn into shits?
I think once they start watching TV shows and movies that are like actually, you know, their older brother's like, "Hey, you got to watch Animal House." And they're like, "Oh, I can act that way. I can be a jerk. I can do stupid things." Seriously, when you start learning more about like what adults get away with, you're like, I want to be like that.
A lot of the time, it's like you only know what your parents tell you, and then it turns to peers.
Yeah.
And when peers have like siblings as well, those people will learn from their elder siblings and pass on that information.
Right.
So I really do think that, you know, oh my gosh, from like 0 to sort of like maybe 7, it's reflective of the parents completely.
Yeah, right.
From like it's 7 to 17,
that's
when it's just like all the information is inundated and you just learn to be a brat and you bully and
Well, because it's also like in a way survival. Like you learn how to survive in society without just being in your house. And so you take on traits that reward you, even if those traits are obnoxious.
I think that from 7 to 17, you're realizing that, you know, I guess it's media and it's all these things that are telling you who you should look like, who you should be, what you should.
And then you get frustrated that you're not, so you act out.
Yep.
You're like, I'm not perfect. Like,
it rocked my world when it was just like, when someone said, when the first black Disney princess came out, and people were saying, finally,
the Princess and the Frog.
Finally, I have a Disney princess that
Tatiana,
looks like me.
Right? I forget her name.
Titania? Fuck.
And it's that thing.
She's always an answer in the New York Times crossword puzzle, and I never remember how to spell her name. But I know when you hear that.
Like Mulan, it was like, finally, we have representation. You know, it never crossed my mind that I had options. Yeah. Do I want to be Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty?
There we go. Yes.
You know? And all the redheads were.
I think I might have mentioned this on the show, but months ago, when it really clicked with me was a few years ago. A video came out of, you know, the American Girl dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A video came out where they made one for a girl who, I can't remember
she's
if she had. No, she either had a fake leg or a fake arm.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember which it is, but they made the doll for her and she opened it up and she had this moment of sheer joy.
That's
and
cool.
Then just started crying yeah. and just kept being like, she looks like me. She looks like me. And that was the moment I was like, oh my God.
For what it's worth, yeah. my cool. character in this Star Wars RPG show that we yeah. are doing.
Does she look like Taylor Swift?
no.
Yeah.
She's an Arcanian. So she's got white hair and gray skin mm-hmm. and markings oh. on her face. But she also has a bionic arm.
Oh, nice.
So my backstory is that she is, in a way, disabled. She yeah. had her arm removed and it was replaced with a cybernetic arm. And this cybernetic arm is not souped up, but it is not better than a, clunky metal.
Yeah. yeah.
And it was this thing where it was like, you know, I've lived a full-bodied life my entire time. And it was this thing where it's like, yeah, not everyone has that. In Star Wars, chances are you do not have a right forearm.
Yes.
Luke.
yeah.
Vader.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, your arm gets cut off.
You know what I actually noticed the other day? I had to fly Delta the other day, which I know I'm all about Alaska, but I had to fly somewhere where Alaska wasn't flying, so I flew Delta. And they have on their,
safety card?
Not the tarmac. The gangplank? No, that's not it. what's the thing you walk through from the actual airport?
The jetway.
The jetway, thank you. You walk from the terminal onto the plane.
Again. Yes.
They have Delta ads up, and it's all about like the, you know, every kind of experience you can have with Delta. And they so clearly did a like, we are going to represent everyone in these ads. And it looks great. Like there's yeah. a gay couple, there's everything. And the one thing that I caught was they have, it's these two women sitting near a window seat. They could be a couple or they could just be best friends. But the way the picture is shot, you only barely notice that the woman who's on the right side of the picture has a fake arm.
Prosthetic.
A prosthetic arm. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. I'm like, fake isn't the right word that I'm looking for. A prosthetic arm. And
that's,
I was like,
yeah.
and subtle inclusion.
It's subtle inclusion. It was
show,
amazing.
Don't tell.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. many things these days are just ramming it down throats and it's doing yes. more harm than good.
Yeah.
Show, don't tell is the best way to do it yeah. with that kind of stuff. Because it does. You like appreciate it so much because it's not, look at me or look at yeah. this or we're highlighting it. Aren't we great that we're acknowledging
right.
this thing?
Yeah.
It's like, no, just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Words of wisdom from Maude Garrett.
There you
just
go.
Do it. That should be a slogan somewhere.
I mean, yeah, it really should. I'm surprised
that would
have been
really good.
It was
hasn't
for
taken
Nike.
That up somewhere.
For what? Like medicine. Just do it.
What?
Just do it.
Oh, it's been done.
Yeah, Tom, we know.
Oh, she didn't actually seem to know.
Oh, really?
Wait, are you being serious? No. You did not know that that was Nike's
100%
slogan?
100% did. I was going with the bit. I should be an actor.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know if things were different in Australia.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
maybe
no,
in Australia
the
it was like,
tick, just
do it,
it,
mate.
Yeah, no.
That
would
be, already, mate.
That would be hilarious if you did have a different slogan in Australia.
Oh, just kick it.
Didgeridoo it, mate.
Didgeridoo it.
My God, Australia.
That was good.
Alison's been to Australia. It's really not that different.
It kind of isn't.
I mean, the amount of people. The air is cleaner. The food tastes better. That's kind of it.
I'll go.
The voice
Let's
sounds
go.
Weirder.
Yeah. People are chiller.
Half hour happy hour down under.
Oh, yes.
Needs to happen 2020 because it is the drinking. That in Ireland, the drinking. What?
Yeah.
We really
Ireland.
Should start
oh,
doing
Ireland.
Like
there you go.
Pubs only. We should be doing this.
It's
called the half hour happy hour. Why are we not doing it at pubs?
Because it's free here.
This is a conversation I will have off
yes.
the microphone.
Yes. All right, we're going to wrap it up. This is our last normal episode of 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, a year is gone.
Yeah, Maude, thanks for joining us for this
yeah,
normal year.
It's been by.
I can't yeah. wait to see how you survive Drunksmiths.
But is this going to be 50 episodes and then another 12 on top of that?
Yeah.
So about 50. I started
I think
halfway through.
So.
Oh, my God. You
started
right
at the beginning
away.
Of the year.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
Pretty so sure.
Yeah,
we were there.
I think this is yeah, nice. Yeah.
We're
wow. crushing it. We're crushing it.
So that's
crushed
what
2019.
52 plus another 12 is 64.
64.
Oh,
oh
no,
my
but,
God,
but it's not 52 because technically the week of Drunksmiths is a Drunksmiths episode.
So it's 63.
Yeah, I think it's 63.
That's not bad, guys.
Actually, it's 62 because one of the Drunksmiths episodes airs in 2020.
That's right.
Still,
yes,
62,
yes.
And that's good math.
Great, yeah. Great,
you would be a math teacher for sure.
My mother was. Oh. Yeah, she's retired now, but she was. That's what I grew up with.
Thanks so much for listening to this, our last technical normal episode.
Yes, if you want to email us, email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Write us reviews.
Give us our yearly review.
Give us our yearly review.
You guys are our bosses. Sit us down. Mm-hmm. Make it as uncomfortable or comfortable as possible. Hey, maybe we'll have a clown in the room like that guy in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Six episodes had.
That's right. Brilliant.
And let us know our yearly review.
That's awesome. And... that's it.
That's it. That's it.
For this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night.
Ladies Night.
I'm Alison Hayslip.
I'm about to call bottoms up, bitches.
Whoa.
For Drunksmiths, Maud Garrett.
And over there is Tom Helping Hands Krajewski. I keep wanting to make your last name Mandango, and I don't know why. Tom Helping Hands
because
Krajewski.
He's a man, and he dangos from time to time.
I will see you bitches at Drunksmiths.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It takes two to dango.
Oh, God.
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.